שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר תלמוד.
Hello, we study from the study of Ten Sefirot, part 16. We're in page 2051 in the Hebrew book, in the questions and answers, item 58. You can find the book in Hebrew online, and selected questions will be asked here. Item 58. What are very harsh judgments? Again, what are very harsh judgments? All the sparks that fell during the shattering of the vessels were 320 nitzotzin, shach nitzotzin, which were eight kings, and in each one, four discernments, four b'chinot, and in each one, ten sefirot. Therefore, we have 10 times 32 sparks, which make 320. Indeed, the malchut, malchuyot, plural of malchut in them, cannot be scrutinized and sorted throughout the 6,000 years, which are the 32 malchuyot, and they are the stony heart, lamed bet 32, on which it was said, and I removed the stony heart from within you. And these are called very harsh judgments, because they are not scrutinized and sorted for 6,000 years.
Understood, yeah. No, what's not?
Why the malchuyot cannot be scrutinized for 6,000 years?
There's not enough light for their scrutiny.
It's not clear.
Or
the light created the desire and developed it to the point that the desire is opposite to the light. Because the desire is opposite to the light, the light can't do anything with it. Meaning that quality, the oppositeness from the light, is something that remains and it cannot be changed.
In what stage those malchuyot can be scrutinized, be sorted, when?
We have to build a system, and that system will complete these parts of malchut to a state where they are seemingly similar to Keter, even though it's actually Malchut, which is opposite. So, in all the qualities from Keter to Malchut, what's to correct there? The integration of Malchut in them. Say, Chesed, Tiferet, Hod. What are they? Malchut, the will to receive, which in some way is similar to the light in a certain aspect. And so the will to receive, which is somehow similar to the light, that becomes Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, when the will to receive can no longer exhaust itself in resembling the light, and it's just how it is by itself. That's called Malchut. So Malchut cannot work without Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer, meaning from its point upwards. But it can work with the first nine Sefirot. So in them, it becomes as if similar to the light, to Keter, not in herself. So how can you correct the Malchut? After all the prior aspects and discernments, the first nine Sefirot are corrected. The first nine together, when they come together, they complete their resemblance to Keter, because every part of them has a little part of Malchut. So it's a part of Malchut in the shape of Netzach. It's a part of Malchut in the shape of Hod, in the shape of Gvura. And when they all connect, in their connection, we then have qualities that have attained a resemblance to the light, and also the parts of the Malchut in each and every Sfira emerge from there as they become clarified as the parts of Malchut. That's what's called the audacity shall rise, meaning that there's an increase of the will to receive, the great will to receive, even through the first nine Sfirot. But on the other hand, there is a similarity to Keter, a strengthening of Keter that comes from the first nine Sfirot in each and every Sfira and the Malchut in each and every Sfira that comes from there. So we end up having, that's really what the whole war of the final correction is about, that after all the scrutinies, you end up having the first nine Sfirot in each and every Sfira belonging to Keter, to the light, and the part of Malchut that belongs to Malchut, all the Malchuyot. But when all the parts of Malchut are coming back to Malchut, and the first nine Sfirot are related to Keter, then between them there is a situation of facing each other, and that leads to the great coupling. Zivug.
The Malchut return to the.
I don't have so much words here.
But he says that. And you remove the stony heart from you, and those are called very harsh judgments because they're not sorted for 6,000 years. Well, I don't see that there were harsher judgments way back there. It's now harsh. How can you say that back then there was harsh judgments?
No. There's one thing and it's opposite thing. Everything you scrutinize today, then the previous judgments now also appear as worse. It's like now you're very sorry that you haven't learned, that you haven't listened to your mother and learned something when you were 10 years old. You were lazy, and now all the judgments from there now appear, and you're suffering as a result.
So it was easier to study Kabbalah back then than today?
It was easier because the souls were purer. Not that the wisdom of Kabbalah itself changes.
But there's nothing to overcome. Today with the technology, it's very hard to overcome study Kabbalah. Internet, television, information, it's very hard. Way back, it was very easy. What, you went to the field and picked tomatoes. What did you have to do? I think that today overcoming is more difficult than it was before.
Well, it depends. Every generation has its own problems. Everything is compatible.
Please. Item 59. What does it mean through the screen? What does it mean through the screen? Gav Bria diminished greatly in the relations to Sag of Atzilut because they passed through the screen, the Masach, and the concluding Parsa of Atzilut that separated completely the illumination of Chokhmah from them. Again, what does it mean through the screen? Gal of Bria diminished greatly in relation to Sag of Atzilut because they passed through the screen and the concluding parsa of Atzilut that separated completely the illumination of Chokhmah from them.
We know that the parsa is making the difference between Atzilut and Bria in a way that all the light of Chokhmah remains in Atzilut, and through the Parsa what comes through is only the light of Chassadim. What do you want?
The Parsa, is it part of the created being or the creator?
What's a part of the Creator? I don't understand. Where did you see a part of the Creator? Everything we're talking about is phenomenon within the created beings. Surely these phenomena only come from the Creator, none else besides Him, in the created being.
Meaning the pasa that he explains here only lets the light of Hasadim pass is because the creature chose to only pass the light of Hasadim?
No. First of all, there is no created being in the meantime. Created being is Adam HaRishon after the sin, becoming similar to the Creator to the extent that it becomes similar to the Creator after the sin. That part is called created being. That's all. All the rest of the discernments are unrelated to the created being. They all belong to the Creator.
So before we have the creature, as you explained.
So it's all under the authority of the Creator, the domain of the Creator. There's no free choice there or anything we can relate to the created being. Okay? You understand this? No questions. Good. Go ahead.
Item 60, in page 2052. What is the additional hay of the sixth day? What is the additional hay of the sixth day? This additional hay of the sixth day hints at the fifth chesed that concludes that hour. Because the sixth day is yesod, that includes five chesedim and five gvot. Until midnight, five chassadim and their inclusive
until the enter. Midnight of the day, yeah.
And from midnight and on, the five gvot and their inclusive enter. And it turns out, it's found that in the fifth hour, the fifth chesed entered. And it turns out that all 6 day concluded with the chassadim, which are the main thing, because there's no additional payment missing except for the five gvot that are after the midnight of the day, which are not so important because they receive from the five chesedim. Therefore, the entrance of the fifth chesed is considered the payment and the conclusion of the 6 days of creation and the beginning of the illumination of the Sabbath. Therefore, the worlds then begin to ascend in the ascent of Sabbath. And that's what the additional hay of the sixth day hinted.
Nothing is understood. It's all a descent. The sun sets. The day is over. The night begins. All of the chassadim, the sixth day, the days of the week where we bothered and labored, and all of that is now going to disappear. What's so good about that? Again,
item 60. What is the additional hay of the sixth day? The additional hay of the sixth day hints at the fifth chesed that concludes at that hour. Because the sixth day is Yesod, that includes five chassadim and five gvot, that until midnight enter five chassadim and they're inclusive. And from midnight and onward enter five gvot and they're inclusive. And you find that in the fifth hour, the fifth chesed enters. And you find that all 6 days concluded with chassadim, which are the main thing. Because all that's missing, nothing rather is missing until the payment, except for the five gvot that come after midnight, which are not so important, because they receive from the five chassadim. Therefore, the entrance of the fifth chesed is considered the payment and the conclusion of the 6 days of creation and the beginning of the illumination of the Sabbath. That's why the worlds begin to ascend in the ascents of the Sabbath at that time. And that's what the hay of the Yom HaShishi hints at.
Questions? Yes.
It's written that the reason for the ascent begins with the illumination of the Sabbath.
The ascents, the Sabbaths, the holidays, the heads of the month, in short, the holidays, the special days, that's an awakening from above. It's not an awakening from below. So, the ascent is because an addition of light comes from above, and then as a result, the worlds ascend, and whoever is in them ascends as well. So, what does it matter if it's before the ascent of Shabbat to enter that elevator which ascends through Shabbat? That's why it says those who didn't bother before two Shabbat things. Will not in Shabbat.
So what does it happen on Shabbat?
That's how it's called. Is Shabbat, is it Shabbat or not Shabbat? It's about how the system has been designed in the relationship between the light and the Kli coming from Ein Sof, when the light created the desire, opposite from itself, existence from absence, and then together they began to evolve. The relationship between them began to evolve. And they reached a point where it has settled that way. The whole system was designed and the whole relationship between them. Nothing just happens for no reason. It's all coming from the oppositeness between the light and the Kli.
And what is that payment that he's talking about?
That's a completion.
Payment is completion?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not this side, yeah.
There's the example of Bala Sulam, of the rich person giving to the poor person everything, and he's asking them, what else do you want? And he says, I want to have the stature of the giver.
Yes.
Is that the root of the stony heart? That point which wants to resemble the Keter without the upper nine?
You said correctly about the root, but not about the reason. Well, okay, let's say so. Let's say.
Is this what we're scrutinizing?
We are scrutinizing how opposite we are to the Creator and how can we be similar to Him. That's our whole work. Yes, Tzvika. Wait, I have this long guy. Yeah, he's proud of being that long. Every time he stands up, he feels a few centimeters higher. Yeah, come on, go ahead. Don't start blushing.
Why is it written that after midnight, the Gvurot, and before midnight, Chasadim? We know that the Sabbath is like end of correction.
No, it's the midnight of the day, half the day. Then the Gvurot begin to work in order to complete the day.
What does it mean to conclude the day?
You see that the sun sets, right? Did you ever see the sun? It sets into the ocean, right? It warms the ocean at night. So, that's what? That's by Gvurot, the working on it. Dinim. And then its power decreases. Yeah, it sets.
That's exactly the question. Why shouldn't the day shine?
You have an ascent until the middle of the day, and then a descent. That's the balance between the lines.
Maybe I don't understand something about the definition.
How would you do it? Put it like that.
I would say after midnight.
Yes. Which is the maximum. Okay. Meaning that the right line works in its maximum. So then what happens?
My logic says that afterwards there needs to be received in order to bestow, according to...
That's already there. Forget about that. We're talking about the forces. The positive force, seemingly the positive, has exhausted itself in full. Everything comes from balance. Two forces at work. One rises, one descends, and so on, vice versa, like in a pump, until all the vessels end in the final correction.
So why the day before the night and not the night before the day?
Yeah, the true night before the day, and there shall be night, there shall be day, yeah, and then the first day, second day, etc. Yeah, wait a minute, okay, Cohen, yes.
I'm proud that the Creator put me so low.
That's what he told you.
Small and deep.
He suffers from being tall. He likes being tall. The other one likes being short. And no, your Creator is looking at both of you, and none of you is happy. Yeah.
What is the final prayer before the exertion?
The mincha before the Shabbat. And it's already connected to the reception of the Shabbat, meaning the prayer of the evening prayer, Arvit. And then the reception of Shabbat, Sabbath, with all the additions, because in Sabbath there is the ascent of the worlds. Accordingly, there are changes in the prayers. All the prayers were composed by the people of the great synagogue, great Kabbalists, who composed them according to how the system works, how the upper light influences the vessels, and accordingly the vessels ascend, and all of it is, it's a replica in, it's replicated in the prayers, like, you can see it in the prayers, reflected.
I'm not so smart. I just want to know what is the quality of the final prayer so the Creator would, so the Shabbat, so Sabbath will come down.
So the Shabbat doesn't descend, it rises. Okay. So in the prayers that we pray in Shabbat, we don't understand at all how this all works and what it really is. But in these prayers, which were composed by the people of the great synagogue, they or the great Knesset gathering, they arranged all kinds of hints and actions that reflect what's happening in terms of the morning and the evening, and all of that is brought into the prayers. Maybe at some point we'll reach that and connect to that and understand what's going on there. It has to do both with the words and the intentions, and it's multi-layered. There's many layers there of understanding and feeling and activating in the prayer, to the point that your deficiency is exactly reflected in the prayer, as if they looked at you and thought, there's this little Cohen there, not big one, little one, and he will want to feel that and say that, and that's what we're writing the text and how we're writing it. And you'll read it and go, whoa, how do they know that this is what I wanted to say? That's how it works.
What should I feel before the Sabbath?
Repeat. What's the feeling that I want to feel before the Shabbat?
The feeling that you want to adhere even more. Even more. That's it. From this feeling, you receive from above an additional strength called the addition of Shabbat. And that's what allows you to be in adhesion. Sabbath is sort of the next world. It's part of the end of correction. It's an illumination from the end of correction. But it's given as a gift. You still don't deserve it, but you know, the one who didn't labor on the eve of Shabbat, what will he eat on the Sabbath? Then, you know, you receive it. It's not bread of shame, it comes from the system in order to advance you. Then the Sabbath comes, part of it comes as compensation, as a reward for what you've done throughout the 6 days of work, and part of it is in order to give you strength for the coming week.
If Shabbat is a gift, how is it possible that the Shabbat rises? We are so, we're not high up or something. How will we arrive at Shabbat? If Shabbat doesn't come down to us, I don't understand.
Who comes to Sabbath and who doesn't come to Sabbath? Sabbath can come to me on the third day of the week. It has nothing to do with the days. It has to do with the state. My inner state. What condition I'm in. That's how it goes. Tzvika. The last one. Where's Rachamim? Good boy. Well done.
He says something I'm not clear about here. He says that they're separated from Chasadim, which is the main thing. Tell me, what about Chokhmah in this whole thing?
That's a problem. Are the ascents on the Sabbath revealed to us additional wisdom, Chokhmah?
He doesn't even hint at it here.
Sabbath gives us additional corrections.
How can a system be built then?
We'll have to talk about it separately. In principle, you don't have additional chokhmah on the Sabbath. It's the addition of love, connection, chasadim. You get additional chokhmah from that, of course, but that's not the main thing about the Shabbat.
Now, when he talks about all this,
the main thing on the Sabbath is the embrace.
This whole thing here, it's a system without man's involvement at all, or there's already involvement of the person?
You are preparing yourself during the 6 days of work, as we call it, and then as a result, you require the result of them called the Sabbath.
But man is already involved here, or only the system is?
What
does he mention here, the system itself, without man's involvement?
But before that, the person has to labor.
Sure, but it's already there.
And the Sabbath itself, he has to keep. It's called keeping the Sabbath. The main work in the Sabbath is the keeping. You receive additional lights, and you have to guard in order to receive them, in order to bestow. So is that work or not? It's not work. You've prepared yourself for it.
So, what is really the keeping of the Sabbath that you now mentioned in general?
We'll learn about it in general or in particular. We'll learn. Those are things that have to come out of the state we're in, from being in it. Where are we? 61? Zohar, what's up with you?
Rav, I have a question about the correction and Levayevin and the stony heart. In every correction, we only have to do the preparation to come to a deficiency, raise man, so that the correction will come from the Creator. Why is it different with the stony heart? Isn't it the same thing? We also can't make the correction on ourselves. We always have to have the correction come from the Creator, from the light.
There's no corruption or correction except for the stony heart, because that is the root for all the corruptions, and that's why it's the root for all the corrections. And in every Sabbath and each one of those corrections, when we are ascending or descending, it participates, it takes part. Only in a more concealed way or less concealed way, but everything is around the stony heart. The shattering, creation of the worlds and the Paltzufim, this entire system from the outset, from the world of Insof, even before everything, it's in order for us to bring the stony heart as the foundation of creation into correction. We're only talking about it. We restrict it. We don't work with it. I'm only in the place where I can work in order to bestow. And then I kick the stony heart. I don't want it. Then from all those actions that I'm performing to give up on it, to cancel it, I can later work with it. Because every time that I say no, and no, and no, and no, from that we get the connection, opposite connection. And you can work with a stony heart. It's really help against. Okay, what is...
Item 61, what is the illumination of Metzach of Ak? The aspect of the Zivug done in the world of Nikudim is called the light of Enaim, which is the aspect of Oviyut of the first Prina and the Itlabshut of the second of Prina Bet. And the aspect of Zivug made in the world of correction is Prina Aleph of Itlabshut and the Oviyut of Prina Chorosh called Metzach. Again, what is the illumination of Metzach of Ak? The aspect of the coupling done in the world of Nikudim is called Light of Enaim, which is the Oviyut of Prina Aleph and Hitlapshut of Prina Bet. And the aspect of the Zivug done in the world of correction is the Prina Aleph of Hitlapshut and the Oviyut of Prina Chorosh called Metzach.
Asia.
Asia?
Regarding the prayers. From a Kabbalistic point of view, can someone who studied Kabbalah keep those prayers even in a corporeal way like religious people do? Is it advised to do that or we shouldn't? What's the best way?
It's a very difficult question. On the one hand, the prayer book, the holiday prayer book, all those texts come to us from the Kabbalists, from the people of the great Knesset, the great assembly. were only from, they wrote, they arranged these texts from the internality of the system. That's why even if we simply utter some of the words and don't understand anything about them, and we don't even have the intention, just like the common people, already there is some connection and the illumination of the still level. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Kabbalists say that when you study the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is a prayer? It's that desire that appears in you when you are reading articles, when you are working with a friend, when you turn to the Creator. Maybe you're not even turning to the Creator yet. You don't have that tendency to connect to Him. But nevertheless, this is the prayer. This is the prayer. When we advance even more, when we begin to enter into a certain contact with the Creator, where we are holding on to above reason to some extent with these seemingly spiritual actions, when we have the feeling that it's happening inside the group, in the connection, the web of connections between us, then we begin to receive a certain attitude towards the prayer book, what Kabbalists have said. We begin to receive a certain attitude to the mitzvot, the commandments, washing of the hands, the talit, the prayer shawl, tefillin, phylacteries, because you begin to ascribe to these not just actions, also, I don't know how to. They're not symbols, they're signs, let's say. We begin to ascribe to them certain forces as root and branch, forces that we can use. Even when I take the prayer shawl and the tefillin, the phylacteries, and I use them, I already relate differently to these forces that are at my disposal, my possession. But this comes according to how much we feel ourselves connected to the system. That's why we don't pressure anyone to do anything. Rather, everything is free, is open. People can come who don't belong to any keeping of any of anything, and gradually in the future, according to the feeling and to the need, each one of us might feel that this belongs to him, that by that he can express even more his attitude to the Creator and to acts of bestowal. Although there's nothing on the other hand, on the other side, seemingly in the box of the tefillin, of the phylacteries, and the text written on the parchment there, there's nothing. On the other hand, there is connection between this branch and its spiritual root. But again, this connection is non-existent for us. Therefore, we are not moving to keep it. Whoever keeps, okay, whoever don't. But time will come and we will feel how Kabbalists, according to root and branch, have arranged for us these actions. So, the prayer book, the prayer, all those things, if we will come to the fact, to a place where we will feel that the prayer book speaks the words that I want to say, and King David is my soul, that's how it speaks to the Creator, So we can believe this and understand this. All the other actions, the keeping kosher, the mikveh, the ritual, the bath, and all that, you can't connect it because it's still distant from us. You still don't feel the connection between root and branch. But of course, one day we'll come to it. When we'll come, we'll come. Why should we talk about it? There's no coercion in spirituality. For the time being, continue as you wish. I don't obligate anyone. Clear? Niv, is it clear? Good. The important thing is that we're not talking about this with beginners or anyone from the outside. Here, it's the study. But from the study, according to the person's desire, according to what appears to him, according to what he feels, certain tendency, inclination, he will feel it. Because for the time being, they're asking, why, what for, who invented it, where did it come from? But it exists for generations, from the time where people were in the attainment of the Creator. So, back then it was truly so. Then it's the deterioration of the generations, and one day we'll get back to it. Will we get back to it in corporeality also? Or already everything will be in an ascent, spiritual ascent? There's a lot to add here, little by little. I'm afraid to talk about such things. I can say only one thing. We don't attract religious people here, and we don't show them that we're doing any religious rituals or actions, because first of all, we want to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah as it is, the correction of the heart. You have a real question?
I understand that if I have to keep a certain prayer that is above me, then I don't have any attitude to it. I need to grow.
If you don't identify with it.
Yeah. Why don't I hear, for instance, how my body prays?
I don't know what you mean.
If there's rising to the prayer above me, and there are degrees, and I'm supposed to be the part called Adam, and then there's the body, the nature, and they say that even the ant prays all day. Why don't I hear it?
How will you hear it?
That's what I'm saying. If it prays, I want to learn from it how to pray.
How can you feel the desire of a lice, of a horse, a donkey? Doesn't matter who. Everyone is praying. What does it mean praying? Everyone reveals the deficiency, although not towards the Creator, because they don't have a direct connection to the Creator. But they reveal it, disclose their deficiency. This is the meaning of praying. That's what I'm saying. We will come to such a deficiency towards the Creator, and by locating the connection between me and Him, I will have a deficiency to Him, and then this deficiency, when I will open it and study it, I will say, see, this is King David. That's how he spoke, and now I'm speaking the same words.
We say that it's something above us, we have to reach that, it's higher, the prayers that the Kabbalists wrote in the book. So I'm asking about what about the prayers that are below us? Because we have a certain place in the hierarchy from above downward. So then why don't I hear those below me, for instance, how my body prays?
But don't identify with it. What do you want? Everything happens according to connection. You're not connected to anyone. You're closed in your egoistic desire. You can't hear anyone. Okay. Moshe.
I can't say this about the whole, but I feel it on the whole. It's like we're going through this washing machine first, being attracted to external things, then being drawn away from it, put off from it, and then Rav says if a person feels an identification with these things through the upper root. Why do we go through this kind of washing machine?
We're going through it, but we just can't feel it. We're going through a very strong wash cycle, but we are not aware of the movements that we're making. It's like a baby. They do something with it. He's lying down. He's falling asleep. Doesn't know what. They're moving from one place to another. Well, they wash him. They clothe him. That's how it is. That's what's going on. For the time being. Rehovot.
I have a question about prayers. If I have a personal problem, how do I pray correctly?
Open the heart, see what's in it, and try to turn, to aim what you have in your heart to the Creator. That's it. Take out what you have in your heart and show it to Him. Tell Him, look, this is what you're doing to me. Either on the good or on the bad. Either a request or gratitude. That's it. This is the prayer. A prayer means disclosure of the deficiency, man, that we raise. What am I lacking? So if I'm lacking to receive, then as a result of my prayers, I'll feel things getting worse. If I'm lacking to bestow, then I receive the strength for it. Oh, we have Hasharon. Please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning. I understand the difference between religion and the wisdom of Kabbalah. Here I come to the Creator through the root. Can I come to the Creator through the branch too?
No. The opinion of Torah is opposite the opinion of the landlords. You can't do it. Those who reach the Creator are those who search for Him. Not so that I will feel good, but from within the point in the heart. People would come. I asked Rabash, I would talk to Rabash. He said, this one has a point in the heart. This one, better if it doesn't stay. He can come, whenever he feels like it's just Sabbath or holidays, but he should not come, really. Like that, he was very much for a few people and against other people, because he wanted around him only people with a point in the heart. That's it. That's how it is.
Sometimes the prayer, I hear that it's personal. Sometimes I feel that it's a group prayer. Are these my states or?
Those are your state, and it's recommended that it will be a group state and that the group prayer will become the personal prayer. Because if it remains only personal, individual, not through the group, doesn't belong to the group, then there's no benefit from it. Even on the contrary, some harm may come from it.
Good morning. You said that Rabash was in favor of some people and against other people.
Not those people, but as students.
As students.
Because he has nothing to sell to those without a point in the heart.
But all of reality is in the eyes of the observer, right? Your reality, my reality, everyone's reality is in the eyes of the observer. So how can one judge reality if and say that they don't have a, some have a point in heart, some don't.
He sees it. He feels it. It's not you or me. It's a Kabbalist. From his height, he can see it. Let's take a great musician, a professor in music. You bring him to a kindergarten, and he checks them. Those who have a voice and those who don't. Those who have a talent, an ability, and those who don't. That's how it is. You can see it.
Shalom, Kvod Rav.
Hello, Rav. First, you asked a question in the workshop, how to connect the two states. So, what I want to know is, to reach the state of the prayer of many is actually in the exertion towards wholeness of Israel, the light and the Creator. That's how it needs to be, the prayer?
A prayer has to be from a person towards a group, and from the group towards the Creator.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song first.
ממש כמוני האדם שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך כמוני האדם שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך ולך מה ששנו עליך